We welcome you into Arthur W. Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland. Mitchell Speltz with you on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network as the series continues against the Downeys Wood Ducks, game 2 of 6. Shorebirds looking to even the series after falling yesterday 2-0, falling victim to a masterpiece on the mound led by David Davalio, who threw 7 shutout for the Wood Ducks. Luke Savage, a scoreless final 2 frames to complete a 2-0 shutout for the Wood Ducks, who now look to take the first 2 of this series and go over 500 in the second half. Both these clubs are 2-2 in the second half following the first 4 games. As we get set for game number 2, left-hander Brian Mendoza gets the start today for Downeys. This will be the second time he'll face Delmarva this year. Same thing for his mound opponent, right-hander Nestor Herman, who's having a terrific season, making his 9th appearance of the year. 2-1 with a 1.24 ERA for Nestor. He's been sharp in his 2 outings since returning from the injured list. He gets the ball today for the Shorebirds. Our pregame coverage is just underway here from Purdue Stadium. We'll take a break, come back with our driver on the league and tour Birdland, as well as tonight's starting lineups. All coming up on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds are back June 25th through the 30th to take on the Downeast Wood Ducks. On Thursday, June 27th, the first 1,000 fans through the gates receive a Shorebirds Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. On Friday, June 28th, it's the Shorebirds Creed Williams bobblehead giveaway presented by Value Carpet One. And on Saturday, June 29th, it's a WRDE fireworks night presented by Warwick Community College. And it's the 2024 photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Don't sit the bench, get in the game. At Warwick Community College, you can fit your education around your work, your family, your life, and create a better future. Warwick's new 7-week classes enable you to complete your degree in less time and with more focus. Take classes when, where, and how you want. Visit warwick.edu. It's your choice and your time.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Thursday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day DSN fireworks extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Back on the On Deck Show here from Purdue Stadium in what is a hot night for baseball here in Salisbury, getting set for game 2 between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. Now it's time for our driver on the league as we look at the out-of-town scores in the Carolina League and also a tour around Birdland as well, looking at the minor league affiliates and the big league club, who is looking for their first win against the Cleveland Guardians. It's been a bit of a tough skid lately for Baltimore, losing the first 2 to the Guardians, were swept over the weekend by Houston. Looking to jump out early on Cleveland. They have the bases loaded in the bottom of the first with one man out. Anthony Santander currently at the plate, looking to give Baltimore an early lead against Cleveland. In the minor league ranks, bottom of the first, Norfolk down early to the Charlotte Knights. It is 3-0 Charlotte as they play in the bottom of the first. Knights beat them yesterday 4-2 in 10 innings. Coming up at the top of the hour, Bowie is at Reading looking for their first win of the second half. Aberdeen, a 7-1 victory yesterday behind a winning effort by Michael Ferret. They're looking to make it 2 in a row. Jackson Bollmeister on the mound at 7:05 today. In the Carolina League, one game has already gone final. The Lynchburg Hillcats top the Carolina Mudcats 6-3. Big day for Jason Chorio, who drove home 3 with 2 doubles. Ralphie Velasquez also hit a home run for the Hillcats as they even the series against Carolina. Coming up at 7:05, Columbia is at Kannapolis. Augusta hosts Charleston. Fayetteville looking for two straight wins in Myrtle Beach. And the Salem Red Sox looking for back-to-back wins over Fredericksburg after shutting them out 4-0 last night. We'll step aside when we come back. Starting lineups for Game 2, Shorebirds and Wood Ducks on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Through the 30th to take on the Downeast Wood Ducks. On Thursday, June 27th, the first 1,000 fans through the gates receive a Shorebirds Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. On Friday, June 28th, it's the Shorebirds Creed Williams bobblehead giveaway presented by Value Carpet One. And on Saturday, June 29th, it's a WRDE fireworks night presented by Warwick Community College. And it's the 2024 photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Don't sit the bench, get in the game. At Warwick Community College, you can fit your education around your work, your family, your life, and create a better future. Warwick's new 7-week classes enable you to complete your degree in less time and with more focus. Take classes when, where, and how you want. Visit warwick.edu. It's your choice and your time.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Thursday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day DSN Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Mitchell Speltz back with you from Purdue Stadium. 10 minutes away from getting things started. Game 2 between Delmarva and Downeast. Shorebirds looking to end a little 2-game losing streak in the second half. Downeast looking for a third straight victory. Let's meet the starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by Preston Automotive Group. Cars cost less at Preston. First, for the visiting Wood Ducks, single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. They are 37-32 overall. 2-2 in the second half and led by manager Carlos Maldonado. In the leadoff spot is shortstop Eshedri Vargas. Tanyer Cueva makes his return to the lineup. He bats second at second base. Hitting third, designated hitter Eric Alvarez. Julian Brock is the cleanup hitter he's catching. Batting fifth, center fielder Marcus Smith. Hitting sixth, first baseman Marcos Torres. Tommy Specht is the left fielder. He hits seventh. Batting eighth, third baseman Chandler Pollard. And in the ninth spot, right fielder Wadi Mendez. One more time for Downeast, Vargas, Cueva, Alvarez, Brock, Smith, Torres, Specht, Pollard, and Mendez. Starting pitcher today for the Downeast Wood Ducks is left-hander Brian Mendoza, 20-year-old from Venezuela, is 3-3 on the season with a 2.41 ERA. Tonight will be his ninth start, 13th overall appearance. Last time he threw, though, took a loss on June 19th against the Fredericksburg Nationals as they scored 3 runs on 4 hits, and that was enough to beat them across 5 innings of work. And now for the Delmarva Shorebird. 25-44 is their overall record, but they are 2-2 in the second half. The Baltimore Orioles single-A club is managed by first-year skipper Colin Woody. Leading off, right fielder Tomas Sosa. Brylan Tavera hits second today. He is the designated hitter. Batting third, second baseman Leandro Arias. Anderson De Los Santos is the Summit Community Bank cleanup hitter. He's at third base. Hitting fifth, the catcher Anudis Mordan. Steven Acevedo hits sixth. He's in left field. Batting seventh is the center fielder Jake Cunningham. Cole Ehrman's over at first base today. He hits eighth. And in the ninth spot, shortstop Michael Hernandez. One more time for Delmarva, Sosa, Tavera, Arias, De Los Santos, Mordan, Acevedo, Cunningham, Ehrman, and Hernandez. Starting pitcher today for the Shorebirds is right-hander Nestor Herman, 11th round pick by Baltimore last summer. out of the University of Seattle, making his ninth appearance, seventh start of the season. Last pitched on June 19th against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 2-2/3 shutout in that game in a no decision. Second start against Down East, also pitched against him on April 16th. Threw four innings in that game, allowed just one unearned run on no hits, striking out six. However, took a loss in a 1-0 defeat. Umpires for tonight. Gustavo Garza calls the balls and strikes. Derek Pacheco is the base umpire. Once again, those are your starting lineups and umpires brought to you by Preston Automotive Group. Cars cost less at Preston. We'll step aside. One final break for us. When we return, we get it started. Game two, Delmarva and Down East on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network, Valley Live, and MILB.TV. We're back June 25th through the 30th to take on the Down East Wood Ducks. On Thursday, June 27th, the first 1,000 fans through the gates receive a Shorebirds Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. On Friday, June 28th, it's the Shorebirds Creed Willems bobblehead giveaway presented by Value Carpet One. And on Saturday, June 29th, it's a WRDE fireworks night presented by Warwick Community College. And it's the 2024 photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Don't sit the bench, get in the game. At Warwick Community College, you can fit your education around your work, your family, your life, and create a better future. Warwick's new 7-week classes enable you to complete your degree in less time and with more focus. Take classes when, where, and how you want. Visit warwick.edu. It's your choice and your time.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Thursday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day DSN fireworks extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Shorebirds are back June 25th through the 30th to take on the Down East Wood Ducks. On Thursday, June 27th, the first 1,000 fans through the gates receive a Shorebirds Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. On Friday, June 28th, it's the Shorebirds Creed Willems bobblehead giveaway presented by Value Carpet One. And on Saturday, June 29th, it's a WRDE fireworks night presented by Warwick Community College. And it's the 2024 photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Don't sit the bench, get in the game. At Warwick Community College, you can fit your education around your work, your family, your life, and create a better future. Warwick's new 7-week classes enable you to complete your degree in less time and with more focus. Take classes when, where, and how you want. Visit warwick.edu. It's your choice and your time.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Thursday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day DSN fireworks extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Shorebirds are back June 25th through the 30th to take on the Downeast Wood Ducks. On Thursday, June 27th, the first 1,000 fans through the gates receive a Shorebirds Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. On Friday, June 28th, it's the Shorebirds Creed Willems bobblehead giveaway presented by Value Carpet One. And on Saturday, June 29th, it's a WRDE fireworks night presented by Warwick Community College. And it's the 2024 photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Don't sit the bench. Get in the game. At Warwick Community College, you can fit your education around your work, your family, your life, and create a better future. Warwick's new 7-week classes enable you to complete your degree in less time and with more focus. Take classes when, where, and how you want. Visit warwick.edu. It's your choice and your time.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Thursday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day DSN fireworks extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We are live on this hot summer day in Salisbury. Mitchell Speltz with you on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network, along with Bally Live and MILB.TV. It is game number 2 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Downeast Wood Ducks. Single A matchup between the Texas Rangers and the Baltimore Orioles. So glad to have you with us as Delmarva looks to even up this series against the Wood Ducks. Downeast looking for a third consecutive win in the second half. Delmarva throws one of their top pitchers in this one to get things going. Right-hander Nestor Herman was having a terrific first pro season from Seattle. Washington also pitched locally for the Seattle University Pioneers. 1-2 on the season with a 1.24 ERA across 8 appearances and 6 starts, 35 strikeouts in 29 innings of work for the 22-year-old Nestor Herman. Starting line today for Downeast, put together by manager Carlos Maldonado. Is Shedrick Vargas, who hit a home run yesterday, leads it off. Donyer Cueva bats second with Eric Alvarez in the three spot. Julian Brock, Marcus Smith, Marcos Torres in the middle. Tommy Speck, Chandler Pollard, and Wadi Mendez complete the 9 for the Woodies. Defense for Delmarva today, Steven Acevedo is in left field with Jake Cunningham in center. Tomas Sosa back in the lineup in right field. Anderson De Los Santos, Michael Hernandez on the left side of the infield at third and short. Leandro Arias is the starting second baseman with Cole Ehrman at first. And hanging the signs for Nestor Herman is catcher Anudis Mordan. Umpires for tonight, Gustavo Garza calls the balls and strikes. Derek Pacheco is our base umpire. Herman finishing up his warm-up tosses in what is a hot summer day. Very much a humid night for baseball. Feels like it's in the mid-90s today. Still got some room, though, for you as we get set to get things going on this Wednesday. Second of 12 consecutive games overall for the Shorebirds. We will not have a Monday off day. We'll be in Fredericksburg next week for three games before coming back here for three over Independence Day weekend. Nestor Herman finishes up his warm-up throws, and Shedri Vargas walks to the batter's box for the Downeast Wood Ducks, who are in their blaze orange today. Green numbers and lettering with the black trim, gray pants, and the black ball caps. Home whites on once again for Delmarva. Black numbers and lettering, orange trim with the black ball caps. Vargas batting from the right-hand side. First pitch from Nestor Herman is a slider down and away. And off we go on this Wednesday night. 7:09, our opening pitch time here from Purdue Stadium. Got a quick 2-hour and 8-minute ball game last night. A 2-0 victory for Down East. 1-0, Vargas takes a strike on the outside half. One ball, one strike. Fielding game conditions at opening pitch today, 89 degrees, partly cloudy. Wind is blowing out a little bit towards left field, same as last night, but humidity a factor tonight as well. 1-1 is down and away. Another slider that misses from Nestor, 2-1. Got humidity making it feel like it's 95 at the moment. Sun has started to go down, some part cloud cover. Doesn't make it quite as bad on the field. Two balls, one strike. Herman kicks and throws. A fly ball into right. Tomas Sosa moves near the line, hustles towards it, and he will not get there, but it falls in foul ground right in front of the tarp. Had a long way to go. Cole Ehrman also gave chase to it, but dropped in between them. And the count will go to 2-2 to a Shedri Vargas. Takes a long way back to get his bat from the on-deck hitter and down your Cueva. Vargas had a home run in yesterday's ball game. That was a solo shot in the first pitch he saw from Trey Gibson in the fifth inning. That would turn out to be the final run of the game in a 2-0 victory for the Woodies. Their second shutout win over the Shorebirds this year. Also beat them 1-0 back in Kinston. 2-2. Hey, swing and a miss. Gassed him up at 97. Strong start to the day for Nestor Herman as he blows one by Vargas. A foul tip into the mitt of Anudis Mordan, and there is one away for Donyer Cueva. Good to see Cueva back in the lineup. Activated off the injured list yesterday. Batting from the left-hand side against Herman. First pitch coming to him. A swing and a miss. Late to the fastball. It's 0-1. Cueva got injured in the series against Delmarva back in April. Got involved in a bit of a nasty collision at second base that put him on the injured list for about 2 months. Just activated yesterday. Good to see him back in playing. He was having a strong series against Delmarva at the time. From the windup, the 0-1 pitch to Cueva. He's swinging a foul as it goes to the backstop. Quickly, nothing and two. For Herman, a fastball, slider, and a splitter. He uses that splitter quite often against left-handed hitters. Just did there to Cueva. Count is nothing and two. Trying to put him away. Here's the pitch. A fly ball slapped to left but foul. Goes out of play. Into the upper level. Nothing and two to Cueva. Because of the injury, this is only his 14th game of the year. No home runs. 6 runs batted in. The 0-2 pitch. A soft fly ball to right center. Easy play for Tomas Sosu. Camps underneath. Makes the catch. And Cueva is retired. Two away for Nestor Herman here in the first, and up comes Eric Alvarez. The two teams combined for just 9 hits yesterday. Down East had 6. Shorebirds finished the night with 3. They had a no-hitter going against them against David Davalio entering the 7th last night. First pitch to Torres, or I should say to Alvarez. He's going to hit the outside corner. It's 0-1. Shorebirds finished with 3 hits, but Davalio was on his A game last night. Longest outing of his career, going 7 innings, a career-best 9 strikeouts as well. The 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Waves at a 96-mile-an-hour heater, nothing in 2. And Herman working ahead to just about every hitter here in the first. He's thrown 11 pitches, 9 of them have been strikes. Both pitches outside the zone came to a Shedri Vargas, the leadoff hitter. 0-2 offering. A swing and a foul back our direction. And it's nothing and 2 to Alvarez, the designated hitter. Second straight game for him as the DH, hitting third once again. 0-2. It's in the dirt. Tried the slider right off the chest. Campanudis Mordan. Plate umpire Gustavo Garza will throw a new baseball to him. Looking for a clean top of the first inning. No score. One ball and two strikes to Eric Alvarez. Long look in from the windup. Here's the 1-2. A soft liner foul. A defensive cut on a fastball by Alvarez. Just got a piece of it at 96. Still a ball and two strikes. Second foul of the sequence. Pitch number 6 in total coming up from Herman to Alvarez. It dealt home and it's rolled over to short. Right to Michael Hernandez. Flips it to first. It's low but picked up on a hop by Cole Ehrman. And that's a 1-2-3. Top of the first for Nestor Herman. Half inning complete. Down East nothing. Delmarva coming up on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Valley Live and MILB.TV. They're back June 25th through the 30th to take on the Down East Wood Ducks. On Thursday, June 27th, the first 1,000 fans through the gates receive a Shorebirds Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. On Friday, June 28th, it's the Shorebirds Creed Willems bobblehead giveaway presented by Value Carpet One. And on Saturday, June 29th, it's a WRDE fireworks night presented by Warwick Community College. And it's the 2024 photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Don't sit the bench, get in the game. At Warwick Community College, you can fit your education around your work, your family, your life, and create a better future. Warwick's new 7-week classes enable you to complete your degree in less time and with more focus. Take classes when, where, and how you want. Visit warwick.edu. It's your choice and your time.
Mr. Herman takes care of business in the top of the first, keeping us scoreless into the bottom half as left-hander Brian Mendoza toes the slab for the Wood Ducks. 20-year-old out of Venezuela making his ninth start, 13th overall appearance. Is 3-3 with a 2.41 ERA this season, coming off a loss across five good innings last time against Fredericksburg. And now he's facing Delmarva for the second time, also pitched against him back on April 17th. Shorebirds scored 3 runs on 5 hits across 4 1/3. He did strike out 7. A no decision and also a game that the Wood Ducks would go on to win 4-3 in extra innings. Starting 9 today, Hill face for the Shorebirds, put together by Colin Woody. Tomas Sosa back in the lineup leading off today. Brylan Tavera hits second. Leandro Arias in the 3 spot. Anderson De Los Santos, Anudis Mordaunt, Steven Acevedo in the middle. Jake Cunningham, Cole Ehrman, Michael Hernandez. Complete the 9 for the Shorebirds. Lefty on lefty. First pitch from Mendoza is slung in for a strike from Mendoza. Nothing in one. 92 on the gas. Sosa back in the lineup for the first time since Sunday. Had the day off last night. The 0-1 sweeps down and away. One ball and one strike to Tomas Sosa. Coming off a nice series against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 4 home runs, 14 driven in on the year for Sosa with his average just under 250. He swings and taps one in front of home. Picked up by Julian Brock with a bare hand. Tosses on down to first and retires Sosa. A slow-moving ball down the first baseline. Good job by Julian Brock to calmly pick it up and make the throw. Sosa's retired, and up comes Brylan Tavera. Defense today for Down East. Tommy Specht is the left fielder. Marcus Smith in center with Wadi Mendez in right field. Chandler Pollard, Ashedri Vargas, Danier Cueva, and Marcos Torres, third to first are on the infield. Julian Brock, the battery mate today for Brian Mendoza. First pitch fastball is in for a strike to Tavera. Second straight game for him in the lineup, hitting second today as the designated hitter. Got the call in center last night. A 1 pitch from the lefty. Tavera zips one in the left, and that ball will get down. A base hit for Brian Tavera. His first since returning from the injured list. Good start for him. No no-hit threat tonight. That's taken care of here in the first as Tavera's aboard for Leandro Arias. Shorebirds were no-hit into the seventh yesterday. Good to get that monkey off the back early. And the man who broke up that no-hitter last night, Leandro Arias, hitting with a runner aboard. No score here in the bottom of the first. Mendoza deals to Leandro. That one's a strike on the outside corner. Fastball slider changeup for Mendoza. It's been exclusively fastball and slider to this point. Brylan Tavera can run a little bit at first. A minimal lead at the moment. Working with the lefty on the mound makes it a bit more challenging to try and steal. 0-1. Arias grounds one through the right side of base, hit the opposite way. Tavera turns second. He'll head for third. Here comes the throw from Mendez. It's cut off by Cueva. And going up two bases is Tavera. It's a single by Leandro Arias to extend his hitting streak to 10 games. And they are at the corners with one out for Anderson De Los Santos. Wasting no time. Second pitch of the at-bat. Punches one into right. Bryland Tavera kind of high-stepped over. It was right near his feet. And Marva, who got shut out yesterday in early first inning threat against Mendoza, with cleanup hitter Anderson De Los Santos at the plate. Infield back for Down East. They'll go for a double play that would get them out of the inning. Mendoza looks towards first and comes home with the pitch. It is outside of ball. De Los Santos 0 for yesterday, as were most Shorebirds, held to just three hits and also no walks in the game. By the time the game ended, Down East pitching faced just one over the minimum. They turned two double plays. Also had a caught stealing in the game as well. 1-0 pitch. A big bouncer to short. This could be two. Vargas flips to second for one. The relay to first does turn into a double play to end the inning. Worst case scenario for Delmarva. 6-4-3 on the turn. Vargas, Cueva, and Torres. And Delmarva unable to capitalize on a pair of first inning singles. One inning complete. Delmarva nothing. Down East nothing on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Thursday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day DSN Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Shorebirds get a pair of one-out hits from Bryland Tavera and Leandro Arias, however, unable to capitalize. The inning-ending double play off the bat of Anderson De Los Santos keeps this a scoreless game. Mitchell Spelts with you from Purdue Stadium. Julian Brock, the cleanup batter, set to get it started for the Down East Wood Ducks. We're rocking their blaze orange Kinston uniforms today. Ready on ready matchup, Herman against Julian Brock. First appearance for him in the series. First pitch from Nestor, a slider down and away. Half swing, he did not go as he appealed down to the bases. Brock, one of the better defensive catchers in the league. He's done an excellent job handling a top-notch Down East pitching staff. 1-0 pitch is a strike at the knees right on the outside corner. 1-1. Saw the excellence yesterday from the pitching staff for sure. Second ERA, second best ERA in the league for Down East at 3.28. Only Kannapolis is better than they are on the pitching side. 1-1 is a strike at the knees again. Same spot, same result for Herman on back-to-back fastballs. And it's 1-2 to Julian Brock, who's batting .217. A couple homers with 24 driven in on the year. Herman lifts the leg and deals. A slider fouled away towards first base and out of play. And it remains 1-2 to the Down East catcher. Herman worked through the opening inning in 15 pitches, a strikeout and a fly ball to right and a grounder to short. Target goes up outside. The 1-2 pitch is upstairs, misses at 95. Good early velocity from Herman. He touched 97 in that first inning, has been cruising around 95 through his first 20 pitches. Ball two, strike two. Caron gets the sign from Mordaunt, works down the pitch timer, and deals the 2-2. A swing and a miss. Chase the splitter in the dirt. Mordaunt fumbles it around, recovers with a bare hand, fires to first just in time to get Brock. One that looked a little routine, but then he fumbled it trying to pick it up with his bare hand, and it rolled over to the first base side of home plate. Now Mordaunt recovers and gets Brock by a couple of steps. Second strikeout for Nestor Hermann. And he'll keep the bases empty for Marcus Smith. And from the left-hand side, one of five lefties in there today for Carlos Maldonado. First pitch misses low. One ball, no strikes. Last time Nestor faced this Wood Duck team, he struck out six across four no-hit innings. However, he took a loss in that game back on April 16th. 1-0, a swing and a foul into the mid of Mordaunt, 1-1. That was a game down. East did win 1-0. They scored one unearned run in the second inning, and that turned out to be the lone run of the game. A series where Down East would win 4 out of 5 at Granger Stadium. 1-1 pitch is strike two. Splits one to the outside corner, 1-2. A much different Delmarva offense facing Down East this time around, but didn't faze David Davalio last night and Luke Savage, who got the final six outs. 1-2, rolled over to first. Backhanded stop by Cole Ehrman. Flips to Hermann covering, and they've got the out at first for out number two. Palmed that right into his backhand and able to get up in time and flip it to Hermann, who wins the race against Marcus Smith. Two gone for Marcos Torres. Ball kind of got wedged in a tough spot in the glove. Ehrman wasn't sure initially if he had it clean, and he did. A jump by Hermann off the mound as well. Took a nice angle. And a perfect toss by Ehrman. So now Torres, the first baseman, bats are two away. No score in the top of the second. The pitch to Torres is a knee-high strike. Peppers went in at 95, nothing in one. Pitch number 26 for Nestor, 20 have been strikes. Has come off the injured list and has looked as strong as ever. 0-1. A wave and a miss. There's the splitter, nothing in two. They've been easing him back, and it's his third appearance since coming off the IL through two innings here against Kannapolis on the 14th of June. He struck out five in those two innings. Went 2-2/3 scoreless last Thursday in Fayetteville. Through 39 pitches in that outing, one strikeout, one hit, and a 4-2 Delmarva win. He did not factor into the decision. 0-2 is inside, missed with a fastball, 1-2. Has the strikeout on Julian Block with a splitter in this inning. We'll see if he tries it to Torres. Loves to use it against the lefties. 1-2. A wave and a miss. There was the splitter in the dirt. Mordaunt fires down to first to complete the strikeout. Two more Ks for Nestor Hermann in the second. He's retired all six men in order. Inning and a half complete from Purdue Stadium. We are scoreless on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network, Valley Live and MILB.TV.
Back June 25th through the 30th to take on the Downeast Wood Ducks. On Thursday, June 27th, the first 1,000 fans through the gates receive a Shorebirds Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. On Friday, June 28th, it's the Shorebirds Creed Willems bobblehead giveaway presented by Value Carpet One. And on Saturday, June 29th, it's a WRDE fireworks night presented by Warwick Community College. And it's the 2024 photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Don't sit the bench, get in the game. At Warwick Community College, you can fit your education around your work, your family, your life, and create a better future. Warwick's new 7-week classes enable you to complete your degree in less time and with more focus. Take classes when, where, and how you want. Visit warwick.edu. It's your choice and your time.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Independent. Two perfect innings from Nestor Hermann with three strikeouts. Delmarva now trying to score against Brian Mendoza after a pair of singles in the first, and they were turned back on a double play ball. Nunes Mordaunt takes one final warm-up cut, and he will come up to face Brian Mendoza. 5-6-7 due up for the Shorebirds. Mordaunt in the lineup for the second straight day. Last night was the DH. Today he's catching. First pitch from Mendoza to Mordaunt is on the outside corner. First pitch off speed gets him ahead. Mordaunt had one of the three hits yesterday for the Shorebirds. One for three in the game. 0-1 is a little wide off the outside on a fastball. One ball and one strike to Mordaunt. Average just shy of 230, 769 on the OPS. That's good for second best on Delmarva. 1-1. Big bouncer towards third. It'll be booted and goes into left field. It went off the glove of Chandler Pollard. And Mordaunt is safe at first, and we'll see how that one is scored. Took a bit of a wicked hop on the third baseman, Chandler Pollard, and that will be a base hit for Mordaunt. It was a bit of an awkward play. Pollard moved over. I thought the shortstop, Vargas, had an easier shot at that, but ended up taking a wicked hop at the top of the glove and went into left field. So a base hit for Mordaunt. He's at first for Steven Acevedo. First pitch to Steven. He's out in front of a changeup from Mendoza. Nothing in one. Shorebirds three hits yesterday. They've already matched that total through the first inning plus today. Acevedo trying to connect on one here. The lefty stares the first and comes home. A wave and a miss. Chased the breaking ball in the dirt. And Acevedo quickly down, nothing and two. Downey's pitching a total of 12 strikeouts last night. David Davalio had 9 of those, a career best for him. Surpassed his personal best of innings in a game as a pro by 2 yesterday, going 7. 0-2. Acevedo pulls one foul down the third base side. He'll stay alive. Means nothing in 2 to Acevedo. 4 home runs, 25 runs batted in on the season. Currently 5th on the club in runs batted in. Trying to move over Mordaunt at the minimum. 2-step lead off the bag. The pitch home is in the dirt and swallowed up by Julian Brock. Keeps the slider right in his grasp. 1-2 to Acevedo. Coming off a bit of a tough series in Fayetteville, had just one hit but did drive in a couple of runs. That one hit came in the 9th inning, and Saturday's come from behind win. 1-2. Mendoza checks first and will throw over there. Mordaunt a soft dive back into the bag. Roberts trying to put multiple base runners on again against Mendoza. The lefty kicks and throws. It's up and away. Lays off a slider that fell off the hand. A slip of the throw by Mendoza. 2-2. Got up on him quickly, and Acevedo has evened things up. Looks back over to Mordaunt at first. He's extended his lead over there. He comes home with the pitch, and it's down and in. Count runs full now to Acevedo. This is a Down East team that does not walk many. They are one of the best control clubs on the mound this year. They are second best in walks, only 242. Columbia is the one team that is offered up less than they have. 3-2. Acevedo fouls one back. Just able to get a piece of a sweeper from Mendoza. Stays 3-2. Trying to put two out there for Jake Cunningham. Delmarva hunting their first runs of the series. An offense that's coming off a strong week against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 3-2, runner goes. A bouncing ball towards third, and this is called foul. It hit the foot of Acevedo. Otherwise, that looked like it was destined to be a hit for him, but it caught a piece of his toe. Not by much, though. Correctly called by home plate umpire Gustavo Garza, who was right on top of it. Got some fans heading for shelter here, it looks like. Could have some weather incoming, hopefully not. Lights are on, clouds have gone a little dark fast. Ball 3, strike 2. Mendoza takes a big breath once again. Here's the payoff. Acevedo rolls another one foul. His fifth foul against Mendoza in this sequence. Next pitch he'll see is number 10. That's more than Mendoza threw in the first inning alone. Brock puts the target outside. Mordan leads off first. Here's the 3-2. It's down and in, and that's ball four. Mordan, a delayed steal attempt as well, can slow up. Acevedo draws the 10-pitch free ride against Brian Mendoza. And Delmarva has them at first and second with nobody out for Jake Cunningham. More and more fans heading for cover. I don't think it's raining just yet, but not a good sign. Hopefully precautionary here. Now wind's starting to pick up, though. Blowing pretty heavy towards center field at the moment. Ball might fly if you get a hold of one here. Cunningham shows bunt, and that's in the dirt and squeaks off towards first base. Both runners will advance. More down to third. And Acevedo to second on the wild pitch. And now Delmarva with a serious threat going second and third. With nobody out, 1-0 the count to Jake Cunningham. And that wind has intensified. That is not a good sign. You can see the dirt flying around. Some dust devils out there. Some serious gusts at the moment. Can't make it easy to pitch, especially for Mendoza. That wind is blowing right into his face. The 1-0 offering. Cunningham takes it high. 2-0. Now to Cunningham. Extreme conditions could be on the horizon here. Infield is partially in for Downey's. 2-0 pitch. Cunningham takes a ball. Actually, no, a late strike called on the outside. 2-1. Hard to see on the television broadcast, but that wind is really, really blowing at the moment. That foul pole is shaking. Cunningham swings and misses. Misses a changeup up in the zone. 2-2. And this is not easy for a pitcher to throw. And that wind, which is coming pretty significantly, is coming right at him into his face. 2-2 offering. It's outside and the count is full. And now here comes the rain. As it comes down over Purdue Stadium, we'll see how long this lasts. 3-2. Payoff pitch set to come again from Mendoza. Here he goes, and it's hit in the air, deep center. Back on it is the center fielder, Smith. Into the wind it goes, and over the batter's eye for a 3-run homer. A rain-filled home run for Jake Cunningham, and Delmarva strikes first, 3-0 in the second. Got into the jet stream and let that one flew out of here, and that is what's going to send us into a delay. The umpires are pulling both teams off the field, but Delmarva going into the delay with a bang. A 3-run shot by Cunningham as that wind and rain continues to be a major factor. Both teams are running into their clubhouse. Everything is flying all over the place as the tarp is going onto the field. You can see the Shorebirds quickly running back into the clubhouse. Looking for cover. There's a bunch of fans in the concourse. And we are headed into a weather delay here. This has escalated in a hurry. Clouds got darker, wind intensified, and now the rain coming down very strongly here at Purdue Stadium. And this is what's going to send us into a delay. So we'll step aside, update you in just a moment. As the tarp gets rushed down to the field here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network, Bally Live and MILB.TV.
Back June 25th through the 30th to take on the Downeast Wood Ducks. On Thursday, June 27th, the first 1,000 fans through the gates receive a Shorebirds Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. On Friday, June 28th, it's the Shorebirds Creed Williams bobblehead giveaway presented by Value Carpet One. And on Saturday, June 29th, it's a WRDE fireworks night presented by Warwick Community College. And it's the 2024 photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Don't sit the bench, get in the game. At Warwick Community College, you can fit your education around your work, your family, your life, and create a better future. Warwick's new 7-week classes enable you to complete your degree in less time and with more focus. Take classes when, where, and how you want. Visit warwick.edu. It's your choice and your time.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Thursday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day DSN Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Mitchell Speltz back with you from Purdue Stadium. We are in a weather delay with how fierce the rain and wind has been when the tarp is not on the field. It's been a challenge to get it out there, so we'll see what happens from here on out. But we are in a weather delay. Delmarva's in front 3-0 following the 3-run homer by Cunningham that sent us into it as soon as it cleared the fence. Rain came down and it's hard as wind is still blowing at a very fierce rate. And we are in a stoppage here, 3-0 Delmarva. Weather delay for us currently at Purdue Stadium as still trying to get the tarp on the field. So what we'll do is we will step aside and we'll remain on the air. But if we do have any further updates, we'll come back and update you. But for the time being, bottom half of the second inning, 3-0 Delmarva following the home run by Jake Cunningham. And if we have any updates on a return to play tonight, we will pass that along to you. But for now, Mitchell Speltz stepping aside. And we'll talk to you in a little bit, hopefully, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network, Bally Live and MILB.TV. Mitchell Speltz back with you here from Purdue Stadium. Just an update on the weather situation. Tonight's game between Delmarva and Down East has been suspended. There is no makeup date yet to be announced, but when we do resume, it will be 2-0 Delmarva in the bottom half of the second inning. 3-0 Delmarva in the bottom of the second inning. Stay tuned for further updates on Delmarva Shorebirds social media. We'll provide that as we get it here. But tonight's game between Delmarva and Down East has been suspended in the bottom half of inning number two, with Delmarva ahead 3-0. So that'll wrap it up for our broadcast here this evening. Stay tuned for further updates, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Good night.